Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Libracha. We've been discussing what happens when you're a guest at someone's home for Hanukkah. So when you're there, you can either join with a pruta or you bring your own menorah, you write your own menorah that we discussed earlier. Now, there's a question that comes up about when you go somewhere for Shabbos, where do you light Motzoi Shabbos? See, normally the place you're going to sleep is your home for that night. A lot of times you go somewhere for Shabbos, then you're going to go home Motzoi Shabbos. Well, so the poskim all quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach the following idea. Since you spent Shabbos there, if you spend some time Motzoi Shabbos, Rav Nevensol quotes another half an hour after Shabbos is over, at the place where you were for Shabbos, then that is still considered your home for Motzoi Shabbos, and even though you're going to go sleep back in your real home, you can light at the place where you were for Shabbos. Now, you don't have to stand by the candles for that half an hour. You can learn, you can eat, as long as you don't uproot your dira. Shelo yakor diraso toch hatzisha. And many people rely on this. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted, though, that if you're close to home and you can get home soon after Shabbos, then it's better to light at home. But if you're far from home, here's what they quote. If you intend to return home immediately after Shabbos, light when you return home. In this case, every effort should be made to return to home quickly. But if you won't be able to return home right away, so then you're allowed to light where you were for Shabbos, as long as you stay there for half an hour. Let's say a person goes to a hotel for Hanukkah. It's a two-hour drive from his house. So in that case, you would light in the hotel Motzoi Shabbos and spend some time there. Or again, if you're at your parents or in-laws and it's far from your home. So that's an important idea that Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, you're allowed to light in the place where you spend Shabbos if you spend some time there after Shabbos, even if you're not going to sleep there on Motzoi Shabbos. Okay, Tarfei Shayin Zayin Se'if Beis. Katan Shegiyah L'Chinuch Tzarech Hahadli. A katan above the age of Chinuch has to light the menorah. Well, this makes sense if you hold like the Ashkenazim that everyone in the family lights. But the Shulchan Aruch holds only the Baal HaBayis lights. Why is he saying here that a katan has to light? So the Mishnah Berurah says that L'Chora, one has to say that the Shulchan Aruch must be discussing a case where the katan has a bias bifnei atzmo. Sometimes it's some sort of reality where he has his own place and not connected with his parents. Then he's chayev to light, even though he's not bar mitzvah, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Sif Gimel. Yesharim sha'af al gav semadlikan love b'soch beso. Some say even if they're lighting for you at home, imu b'malkum she'ein bo yisroel. If there are no Jews around where he is, madlik b'brachos. You light and you say a bracha. Why? The Rama continues. Kifchayev liros haneros. You have to see the neros. B'chein no'agin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this seif in the Shulchan Aruch at first glance seems to be a direct contradiction to what we saw back in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Vav Seif Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says that it's only if they're not lighting for you at home, then you would say the brachos, the birchos haroa, when you see the candles. So it's very unclear, and this seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Achronim discuss this stira. Oh. So then the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Therefore, the person should not light his own menorah and say a bracha, unless he has in mind, and he says, I don't want to be yotze with my wife's lighting at home, like the Rama says. The Rama says that even if you're around other Jews and you see other candles, im rotze lehachmir al atzmo, hadik b'fnei atzmo, madik mabaruch aleim, v'chein noagin. Well, so this means as follows. a person who's away for Shabbos, who's away for the night, and they're lighting at home. So fundamentally, he's Yotze with his family's lighting at home. But if he has in mind, before this man of Hadlaka, that he doesn't want to be Yotze with his wife's lighting, or he actually says it, even better if he says it, then he's not Yotze with his wife's lighting at home, and he's allowed to light where he is with a bracha. And that's what the Ramah says is B'chein Noagin. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some of the Achronim argue on this, and they say, not so fast. Once Chazal were Masakin, that you're Yotze with your family's lighting, why are you saying your own bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'vadai ein limchos v'yara Noagin, you shouldn't be protest those that follow what the Ramah says, but still, it's better, the Mishnah Berurah says, hear the brachas from somebody else and answer Amen, and then light your own candles. So meaning as follows. We have the Ramah, that's the Minog, that people that are away from home, even though the family is lighting at home, the father will light his own menorah and say a bracha. That's what the Ramah says. Now, since it's not so pashut, it's best if the father who's away from home hears the brachos from somebody else, has in mind to be yotzei the brachos, and then lights his own candles. Or the Mishnah Berurah says, another possibility, if the father who's away from home tries to light his candles before his family lights at home. That way, he hasn't been Yotze yet. So bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Aruch Shulchan also says, the minig is that when a person's away from home, he does light his own menorah with a bracha, and with a bracha, that's the minig. One option would be a better option would be to have in mind, to hear the brachos from somebody else, or try to light before the time that your wife is lighting at home. If neither option is available, so you have to ask a shayla what to do, whether you would light with a bracha or without a bracha in that case.